Hello everyone. Thank you to David for that introduction to Just Talk. From clamping down on boy racers and the long-running saga of the hit-and-run police driver, to the largest pleasure wherry ever built being seen moored outside a city pub, there's a transport-related theme to our first batch of news items. Council bosses have agreed to reopen a park and ride site that's been shut since the pandemic, but warn if it is not used, it'll be closed permanently. Norwich's Pozick Park and Ride is set to reopen in September on a trial basis for at least 4 months. County Hall bosses have agreed to resume the 552 parking place site, which it says costs up to £250,000 a year to operate, after pressure from parish councils and the public. Other city park and ride sites reopened in June last year, but Norfolk County Council kept Pozick, used as a COVID testing centre early in the pandemic, shut, bar a temporary opening last Christmas. The council had said it would reopen it once passenger numbers on the overall park and ride service had recovered to 75% of pre-COVID levels. That figure has yet to be reached. But with 11 parish councils issuing a joint statement saying it is essential that services resume, the council is to reopen it from Monday, September the 4th. Buses will run every 20 minutes, starting at Pozick at 7:30 a.m. and with the last journey back from the bus station at 6:10 p.m. Monday to Saturday.
A clampdown on boy racers has been given the green light after people living in Norwich have been terrorised by antisocial driving for years. Police in the city will be handed extraordinary powers as part of an effort to tackle reckless and noisy drivers. The Labour-led Norwich City Council has agreed to implement a city-wide public spaces protection order, which will ban antisocial activities such as excessive speeding and revving of engines, loud music, wheel spins and donuts. Anyone who breaches the public spaces protection order could be fined £100, which can go up to £1,000 if they fail to pay. Enforcement will be handled by police and council officers. While Britannia Road has been a hotspot for yobbish drivers in recent years, there have also been issues with people doing donuts in the St Saviour's Lane car park just off Magdalen Street and drifting around Sprowston Retail Park.
Prosecutors have sought to prevent the victim in the amnesia hit-and-run crash involving Norfolk Police from releasing the outcome of a review into why criminal charges were dropped. Revealing more about why the prosecution against PC Carl Warren was stopped, the Crown Prosecution Service told the woman not to disclose details, arguing it contained information personal to the defendant. Charges of driving without due care and attention and failing to report an accident against PC Warren were stopped because he was said to have no recollection of the crash, which occurred on the A146 between Beccles and Lowestoft in March 2022. Medical evidence show he'd suffered from an episode of transient global amnesia, TGA, a temporary loss of memory. Another officer, PC Ryan Hargreave, faces a misconduct hearing for delaying reporting. Despite the efforts to suppress the full details, the 34-year-old woman from Norwich, whose car was hit, has chosen to share the outcome of her victim's right to review scheme request with this newspaper. Hannel von Dadelson, Deputy Chief Crown Prosecutor for the East of England, states the case against PC Warren was stopped on an evidential basis after it was concluded that there was no longer a realistic prospect of conviction. The CPS received two medical reports from his legal team in January, one of which indicated that he'd experienced a period of TGA during and after the collision.
Roughly 60 fines have been handed out by police to drivers ignoring pedestrianisation warnings along the city's most contentious road. Exchange Street was closed to motorised traffic in 2020 and has since been at the heart of ongoing controversy, with opponents fighting for and against its use. Recently, police said it had little option but to issue fines to motorists continuing to flout the restrictions, after aiming to educate drivers in the first instance failed. A police spokeswoman said, "In the last 5 weeks, approximately 60 fines have been issued. The penalty for driving through a pedestrian zone is a fixed penalty notice and a £50 fine, resulting in around £3,000 taken from persistent drivers. The road was first turned into a pedestrianised zone by Norfolk County Council and is closed to motorised traffic between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. 7 days a week. The latest incident down Exchange Street occurred in April, when one man, who was angry with a car using the street, lashed out at it with his walking stick, knocking the car's wing mirror off.
The largest pleasure wherry ever built, which spent time in Paris being used by ladies of the night, was spotted moored up outside a popular city pub. The wherry Ardea, the last of its kind ever built, and only one of three surviving vessels, along with pleasure wherries Solace and Hather, was seen next to the Rib of Beef in Wensum Street while on a charter from its home in Wroxham. Commuters on their way to work stopped in their tracks to stamp the Ardea's unique teak hull and enormous 65-foot hull. The Ardea was built at Alton Broad, officially launching on September 13, 1927, and operated around the Broads for around 30 years. It was commissioned by local benefactor Howard Hollingsworth, co-founder of Bourne and Hollingsworth store in London. In December 1958, it was purchased for £2,750 by Harold and Joy Dunkerley in their search for a floating home they could live in at the heart of Paris along the River Seine. After the Dunkerleys moved away, the Ardea had been bought by a Parisian madame in the mid-60s who allowed her girls to spend their spare time on board and rest. It was seized by the French government for non-payment of taxes and abandoned for a while until she returned to the Broads by lorry in 2005. The vessel will sleep six, with three cabins, a galley and a large saloon area, housing a table and 12 chairs.